Thinking about self-publishing and don't know where to start? Join the Spa Girls each week for a fun-filled podcast with honest advice, tips, and resources.
So close.
So close. I'll get it one day.
So close.
Hi, I'm Trudy J.
I'm Shara Barrett.
I'm Cheryl Phipps.
I'm Wendy Vella.
And we're the Spa Girls.
Yay. I love how we cheer ourselves.
Well,
nobody else is here to do it, so you know. So what are we going to talk about today, ladies?
This week we're talking about doing writing sprints, which is an interesting topic. So let's start at the beginning. What's a writing sprint? What is a sprint? Anyone?
When you get together, well, you can actually do it by yourself. And you time it. You time how long are you going to sit there at your computer just writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent.
So and some people start off with the Pomodoro length, wasn't it? 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. When we've done it, depending on who's running it together.
Yeah, I think the thing that it's really important about writing sprints is you can do them on your own, but if you're doing them with someone else, I think it's better.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, we got together yesterday and we wrote, and I smashed out words that I haven't, because your sole focus is writing.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah. So especially if you're away from home and you don't have access to internet like you do normally at your desk.
Absolutely. So just in terms of the actual structure of a sprint, what would be some of your recommendations for actually how you set up a writing sprint, say group, for example, in terms of do you have a timekeeper, like do you experiment with different times, et cetera?
So we usually, we'll do from 30 to 40. I think yesterday we did 40. Mm-hmm. I just set the timer on my phone. And then we can be in a cafe. It doesn't matter where we are. We can all write where we it doesn't really matter for any of us. We can write anywhere, which is a great thing to do, train yourself to write anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then we just set the timer and there will be no talking or interactions of any sort but writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you need to be really like only writing. This is not about, oh, look, there's an email. I'm just going to go and check the email and I'm going to do that. It's like you're just writing for this short, sharp period of time, and that's the key of it, I think.
Yeah,
I mean, and you can get, if you're a fast writer, I can get 3,000 words down in 40 minute sprints, you know. Like it's because you're just, if you're in the zone and you're writing, so that flying. Cheryl, you do the same.
I do not write 3,000 words in 2 lots of 40 minutes. I'm just saying, I do not.
I mean, I can do 300, so, you know.
That's not what it's about.
No, but
it's not what it's about. You write
really fast typer.
If you write 200 words, you know, I know writers that write books at 200 words, and that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they do an amazing job and are making a living at it.
Yeah.
It's not the time and their word gets down. It's about getting into the routine of doing it.
Mm. It's about for the focus, right? Because I think what's really easy to do, I do this, so this is all about me, but sitting down at your desk and you start writing and then someone sends you an email and then there's a text message that comes up and you go, oh, shit. And, oh, I better
swore. She said that word again.
I better deal with this first. And, what about that other thing that I was going to, none of that. Exactly. You are sitting down for half an hour doing a focused writing sprint and nothing else. Mm. And then you give yourself a break. And then you stop and then you say, okay, either I'm going to do a 5-minute break like the Pomodoros that you do on that, or a long, like we've done sessions where you do a 15-minute break, say, and you get to chat to people or you do whatever. Or that is when you write down and do your reply to those emails or do whatever, but you don't.
If you're someone who really struggles with, if you've got a lot of work and you find that creativity, you can't get it all done first before you start sprinting. Get the main things done. I'll do that in the morning. I'll get up and go, emails, da-da-da-da. Okay, I'm clear, I can write. Mm. But if I know that there's something waiting, it'll bug me.
Yeah, see, I'm the complete opposite. I have to do the writing first because once I've done all the other stuff, it kind of gets my brain fizzing in the wrong way and I'm not.
I think that's true. I think that's true if you're doing it by yourself, right? Yeah. But if you say, like we do, let's get together this day, either in person or on Zoom or whatever, we're starting at this time, then, like Wendy said, get what you need to get out of the way that will clear your head, because that is part of the setup, I think, is to actually make sure that you are thinking only of the work. And that gets easier with time.
Yeah.
You know.
And as somebody that's forever battles procrastination and perfectionism, writing sprints literally the only way I can actually stop that overthinking. Like it just it doesn't, it gives you such a structure. I think what it is the comfort is in the structure. And so I and it's a comfort knowing that all I have to do is 25, 40, whatever. If you're struggling like me, probably 25, I'd go for a lesser sprint, even 15 minutes, but just something that, because there's a success begets success. And so if you can actually focus on writing in that short period of time, it's a huge win, a huge win. And it just calms that overthinking and that procrastination, and it's in a really effective
We can
tool.
Always find the ability not to write. I mean, that's what this does, is it cuts out all the extraneous rubbish.
The excuses.
Oh, I've got to plot that, or I've got to do this, or I need to all sort this all out before I write. No, we're writing, so you're going to write.
And I think too, part of the as Cheryl was saying, getting ready is also the intention behind the sprint. So you know, I'm going to write a scene, or I'm going to write a workout, or I'm just going to write for that length of time.
It's training.
It's part of the training. It's like exercise, isn't it? It's like
building your writing
just
muscle.
Exercise. Mm-hmm. And it's also, I think, too, it's important to give yourself freedom to write imperfectly. Like personally, I think in writing sprints, you just need to get the words down, not the perfect words.
I think that's true in general. Yeah. Like whenever you're writing, you shouldn't be trying to get the perfect words down. That's for editing.
Yeah.
I think the joy of getting to the end of your sprint.
So you're writing
session.
Fast, basically. We're talking speed here, aren't we? You know, in the sprint.
Not necessarily.
I think it's. I think it's
consistency.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you're allowing yourself for 40 or 30 or whatever minutes to simply write, and everything else is to the side. And if you're in a group of people that are doing the same, you have to, the competition in me is like, well, those two are if those two are writing, I'm writing too.
Yeah.
That's the peer huge pressure. Benefit of a group. It is peer pressure in a good way.
And Cher, you're like that.
I think like in the beginning when we first started to do it, I felt the pressure to get as many words down, and those words might not have been great words. In fact, some of them were pretty shoddy. But I think as time goes by, you are more competing with yourself.
Yes.
You know, like I have an expectation that if we meet up, I will write 2,000 words.
Yep.
That is my expectation. Mm-hmm. And if I write more, that's party time. But if I write less, I'm actually, funnily enough, I'm more inclined to go home or, you know, start up again later on in the day just to finish up, just to get that down, which I'm not actually doing in my everyday life when I'm not sprinting. You know, like I don't think to myself, ooh, I didn't get that done, I better do that now in the same day. I'll think, I'll do more tomorrow.
Yes. Because that intention to write that 2,000 words is attached to that writing sprint. So it's about kind of the behavioural cue, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And tricking ourselves is not a bad thing.
No. Like train ourselves, you know, why? Yeah, absolutely.
And it's an important note, actually. Like it is about training, and the first time you sit down and do a sprint, it might not be perfect, and you might not be able to keep the concentration going, or you might not, like I remember the first time I went and did sprints in a cafe and I hated it because I couldn't concentrate. There was too much noise around me. And now I can do it, and I ignore it, and I write, and it's not a big deal. And that's just a learned behavior. That's not, there's something about when I write normally and do sprints, I have a certain kind of music on, and it's almost like when I hear the opening beats of that first song, and it's the same song most of the time, that gets me going. So this is kind of, you know, we're trying to train our brains into.
But even on Zoom, right? Even setting up a Zoom room like we do.
That's what I was going to say, for people that are living apart, you can absolutely do it with a writer friends.
Absolutely. And we just stay on the screen with each other.
Yeah. So when you pull up your document, the screen is behind it. So you don't see each other. You could do it if you wanted to, but you know, you have your document full screen. And then when the time is done, then you come back. So everybody goes onto mute. which is actually perfect for me because I prefer to work in silence. And then, you know, you can check on people to make sure they're working.
But do you know actually, what's funny? You go.
No, I was just going to say their faces are covered, so you don't have to feel like people are watching you. You know,
I often forget that you guys are. I'm on Zoom, so I get a bit freaked out afterwards. Going, oh, shivers. What did I do? Like, was I doing something weird? Or you know,
we're
like
not watching you, dude.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a very good point. I should think about that. But like, I just forget you're there, and it's just I'm just so focused on the writing.
The hardest thing is when I'm sprinting with these guys. I'm quite often the timekeeper, and I have to come in and tell them to stop. Oh. So I've had to do it, like, and Trudy's like, oh, you know. So
because we've been muted, that's right.
So what I do now is I'll go in and I'll just go very gently, like ocean waves. I'll go, it's time, you know. So they don't get all freaked out. It's like they're so in the zone.
Whale noises to just gently blow noises down through Zoom so Trudy doesn't get startled.
Yeah.
I personally like having your faces or seeing you guys working because it gives me companionship. As I sit here in my lonely little garage office.
Well, we're all writing alone, aren't we?
I
think just knowing people are there for me.
Also, if I can't sort of shirk off and go and raid the pantry because
I'm watching, we're watching you. Eyes on.
Where did you go, Sean?
If I'm struggling to get words down, I definitely would rather sprint, you know, that makes a huge difference for me.
Question next is, what do you do when the timer goes off? So we talked about, you know, so depending on how long the sprint is how long the kind of the little break. So do you think you need a little brain break, don't you? And also for us to stop talking for any length of time is quite difficult.
Very hard.
So you need to have that little boop.
A few stretches.
But I was so talking about a plot. Like yesterday I was struggling with a plot and I was like with these girls, I was like, oh, this and this, what do you think? And they came up with some great ideas and I was like, oh, that works, you know, like, so because you're usually having to deal with all this on your own, it's quite good to have people in front of you and you can go, oh, this is the problem, can you help me?
So there's a brainstorm,
absolutely.
Of course, you have to get a coffee if you're out together.
Well, that's important.
Chicken coffee, usually.
Coffee and a muffin, maybe. But I've also noted that some, and we talked to Anise Johnson about this, she does sprints and she notes down, she's got an exercise book and she keeps track of her workout for each sprint. So she kind of can have a really, a really accurate tool to predict how long it's going to take her to write a novel of whatever 1,000 words, how many sprints it's going to take, you know.
I think whatever works for you, because what we're talking about today with us getting together either online or in person is something that has morphed into what it is now. It didn't start out that way. It wasn't that easy. I think we're just giving you the tools to say pick and choose, but ultimately be focused and do it for the right reasons, which is to get the book finished earlier than what you would do on your own.
Sharon and I met a few authors when we were in America and they went to each other's houses every day.
Every day.
And they just went round each other's houses and they worked like in an office scenario every day together.
It's brilliant, but you would have to be really disciplined. You would have to set the rules because it could easily turn into a
I'd have to clean my
coffee
house.
And chat session.
That's a good excuse.
I went to a co-working space, but that's not quite the same thing as doing sprints. No. And I actually found the co-working space distracting, actually. But I mean, it is good if you're someone who needs to be around people and have that connection. But I've
found actually going to if you don't have any friends around, just taking yourself off. And now that we can kind of get back into cafes and things, if that's what's happening in your particular jurisdiction, just having people around takes you out of for me it's very motivating to keep working because I don't want to make eye contact with anybody, so it's easier to just look at the
laptop. Being a social butterfly that you are.
But I would say, here's my advice starting out any group, if it's particularly with people, I think it's really important to have a talk about why you're doing it. And I think it's not easy creating rules for friends, but having the no talking and keeping the boundaries on the sprint time as working time is actually quite important, because as long as everybody's on the same page is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're there for a reason.
If you're there, as long as you're all there for the same reason, I think that's it. Because some people might be there not necessarily for that reason.
And for a social purpose,
you know. And I know that,
and that's fine. Like, there's a you want to go out and socialize and talk to other writers and do that kind of thing. But that's not writing sprints, and that's not
I think writing sprints are hugely important, and I really think they would work for newbies really well.
Absolutely, because I totally it gets agree.
You know, that writing muscle going, because I think it is very easy to procrastinate, and especially for people who have become full time writers who used to go out to work, who used to have to fit their writing into an hour a day or whatever. Yeah. And now that the day yawns before them. And I remember when I became a full-time writer, I was like, I've got all day to write. I don't need to write, you know. So for me, writing sprints are a work, you know, like it's like an office scenario. It's like you're sitting there, you've got to work, and you're with your mates, and you've got to do it. And that's why I think it's
that structure. It's creating the structure around your working day.
And we've talked to authors, haven't we, on the podcast that have found that they thought that, you know, if they could write, say, two books a year when they're working full time and writing on the side, when they went to writing full time, they could, you know, quadruple that. And the reality is that that didn't happen. And it took a lot of time to actually, because that time is concentrated. And so what a sprint does is kind of artificially create that concentration
And that makes me think, like, there is also a need to build up to doing, like, so we would do, I would ideally do like three or four sprints, maybe not necessarily back to back, but like just in a day. But maybe you start out and you kind of don't have that muscle available to you, and after two sprints you're kind of done. And that's okay. Like, just the idea is that you know, that doesn't mean that you will never be able to do more than that. It's a muscle, it's a something that you can build up to and do further. Another thing that occurs to me is I got this off Melissa Storm, I think. She does top of the hour sprints. So she'll start sprinting like at 9 a.m. and she aims for 1,000 words, and then as soon as she's done with 1,000 words, whenever that is, she gets to go away and do whatever else. And sometimes that's doing her laundry, or sometimes that's doing marketing stuff or whatever. And then at the top of the hour again, so at 10 a.m., she starts again and does 1,000 words. And sometimes she'll be able to get those 1,000 words out in a faster time. It might take her 20 minutes for one sprint, because it's a really fast scene and she knows what's happening. And another time it might take her 40 minutes. And that's just that, you know, it's not a set time, but it's, again, it's just that time frame, I guess.
So it's like a structure, isn't it? So rather than time, she's got the word count structure, which can also,
It starts at a set time, and she doesn't go anywhere until it's finished. And I mean, I imagine probably that there's a time, like, you know, maybe most times it takes her 30 minutes and she kind of knows that, but you know, maybe she's in a rush or she does something, and then she gets to get up earlier than that if she, you know, like there's kind of like
I think learning when you like to write is important.
You know, because you don't have to do it every day at the same time, but maybe you're a night person.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I can write morning, and then I can have a bit of a break, and then I write quite well sort of around that sort of 6-7 o'clock at night, you know, which is when I shouldn't be writing, but that things do, you know, tend to come on quite well then.
I'm the same actually. I've recently realized I have a slump in that afternoon, and I come back up to life in the evening times and can write and do stuff again.
Like the chocolate slump. You need chocolate at that time to pull you back up again.
I think it's got me into the mess that I'm in now.
That actually brings me to a question for you ladies. What do you do to prepare actually to do writing sprints, or whether by yourself or in a group? Like, what do you do to prepare for that?
I do more if I'm meeting. Otherwise, I do nothing. But if we're meeting up, I want to make sure that there's no time wasted at all. So usually the day before, I'll make sure that I know what I'm, even if I haven't got anything written down, I'll know in my mind where I'm going with the story.
So you're kind of thinking about the story, kind of percolating away.
But if it's for me, if I'm just doing it with me, then I might have something, you know, a teaser in the back of the last chapter that I wrote or something.
Right. What about you, Wendy? What do you do to prepare?
I open my Word document. No, my Scrivener document. Because it's usually a bit of a drive to me to get to us now. So I've got quite a bit of, I'm usually like just thinking about it, where I'm going, what I'm doing, listening to an audio book and thinking, oh, that's really good. I might have to use that in my book. Not really. I just open the book and read the last, I usually just read the last few words of what I wrote the day before, and then I'm away. If anything needs fixing, I'll just like write in capital letters, go back and put that in, or go back to the first book and find out what that is or whatever. I don't, when I'm sprinting, I like to sprint. I don't like to do anything else.
And I think that's probably a good point. Don't sit and research. Don't decide that you need to know everything there is to know about sheep farming.
If it bugs you that much, I do have a little tip. I have a list of characters on my chapter one, and I will actually, because I work in Scrivener, so I don't know how it would work for something else, but I copy that list and I put it in the notes of every chapter. So I always have the people's names there and anything relevant that I might want to add further.
I do that in the opening. I'll just have up in the top corner, I'll go things I need to know.
Yeah.
And that's for the second draft.
I do that when I'm writing in Scrivener too. I have like chapter notes because, again, I'm like, if I don't know what's happening, I get kind of lost for a bit. Whereas if I get told, and I'm not saying every single minute of it, I just say, in this scene, they're supposed to do this and it's got this person and that person. And the aim might be to get them to hear or to provide a shock or whatever. And then
it's like research. You've got to put, research this. Research this and move on.
So I guess that is set up to have as much as possible there, just so that when you're writing and you're not.
Yeah.
And often it's a rough draft. I miss words and I'll go back after and it's like, what was I thinking? What does that sentence mean? It's not even spelt right,
And so do you have any reward systems? Do you do any tracking of sprints yourselves?
It's a reward for me to be with other people. That's all I need. Yeah. Oh, and coffee.
I haven't recently. I remember when I was doing Pomodoros quite regularly, I would take, not like Innistas, like take notes of what, and I was trying to compete.
You're very competitive, though.
Yeah, I was trying to beat my time, like write more words in that same space of time kind of thing. And that, I mean, I found that useful and helpful to kind of get me into the mode of it. I'm not sure I would find it as helpful now. I don't know, because I'm kind of quite a fast writer and I probably would. I do like to keep an eye on my word count and how much I'm writing. So I do have an idea of it, even if I'm not writing it down.
The thing about Scrivener is it tells you what you've written in a session anyway.
Yeah. That's all I need to know. How many did I actually write that day?
And Scrivener tells you that.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, I think also you've got to be very careful of that sort of competitive with yourself, because it can actually block you. Sometimes if I'm writing and I'm like, oh, well, that must be about 2,000 words, and I'm like, hey, no, it's only 1,000, what the hell? So it's like, don't worry about it, don't let that become a real problem,
I'm not even blocking, like maybe it's making you write just rubbish just to get words down and not actually get good words, even that. I think it has to be good words, but just
not perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect.
No, but
rubbish takes a lot more work. Trust me.
Or you're just writing things for the sake of writing it and not because it's what you need to happen in the story or whatever. Yeah.
You're just going to delete them later.
It's going to go. Like, what's the point?
And that's it. I think it's, for me, it is about taking those kind of expectations off, self-expectations of how good it is what you're producing. When you're just focused on staying on task for a set amount of time, that's
it's learning to write of itself.
I think that's what it is. And I just going back, I know you already mentioned this, Wendy, but for those starting off on this, I think maybe even one sprint a day might be just where you start with and then build up, or start with a shorter amount of time and build up. Because I know I literally get a headache if I try and do it for any more than, a couple of sprints.
I'd kind of advise you do a couple to start off
with. Yeah.
Just make them let the time less. Because I think that's stopping and starting and stopping and starting and, oh, this is what I've achieved. I think that's the important part of it.
Yes, the feeling of satisfaction.
Part of it. It's part of the structure of it, And the other thing that I think is really, like, there's definitely that structure. Like, I actually think that's, like, definitely too. Like, I totally agree with that. is it Pareto's rule that says that whatever you need to do in whatever the time frame, it'll the time will stretch or narrow. So if you
that was the 80-20, but there's a 80-20. Well, there's a,
what's the other one? I know there's a name for it.
That's a truth, though.
I think his name begins with P, and that's why I get him confused with Pareto. Anyway, there's a rule. There's this idea in time management where if you've got the whole day to complete a task, or you've got 2 hours to complete a task,
you will
right? Like so, and it's the same task. But if you've given you so giving yourself the structure and saying, okay, I'm going to write 1,000 words in 30 minutes, go. Mm-hmm. And then getting yourself used to that as a structure and as a thing, and just bearing in mind that it's going to be something that you work up to and you do, then awesome. Like that's the way to go. Like don't if you give yourself the entire, like Wendy said, you give yourself the entire day and you can kind of muck around, you can go do the washing and do the dishes or go and chat on the phone with someone, and then because you think to yourself, oh, I've got the rest of the day to go, you know, it's a get it done in the structure.
It's the easiest way to get a deadline leap up at you. And you know, and as someone who always has deadlines leaping up at them and has to write their butt off for about a week and a half, you know, try to not to let that happen.
Make it easier on yourself.
Yeah.
No, I think honestly, I think writing sprints are the answer. They are the answer to.
Yep.
Yeah, finding if you want magic thing, that's kind of one of them.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention there's a couple of sites as well. So like we do it either in person or on Zoom, in the old days on Skype. On Facebook Messenger is another way to do it. You could just have Facebook open on your
wherever. Well, they do it in Facebook groups now, don't you?
You can do it in Facebook groups.
Clubhouse would be
some writing Facebook groups. They have, like, they call writing retreats, which is a bit different to sprints, but I think there's a sprint component of that retreat, if you like, of a virtual retreat. There's also a site called The Write Club. I understand it's a subscription, so I'm not sure what's actually but it's, hang on, let me just go to it quickly here. It's called My Write Club. And you can set up a room, if you like, in there, and it shows everybody's word counts, which if you want to compare
to some, but no.
But I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well.
No. As we've got older, I think, or as we've gone along in our journey, we're quite definite about our personal views on what we will or won't do. Fine.
But like as we've said, or as Trudy said, be flexible about what you try, because you never know what you might.
You've got to keep trying until you get what works.
And I swear there was a site that, honestly, it was the only way I could write at one time. It's called Write or Die. And it's a certain amount of time, and you start and you actually type in it. And so it might be 15 minutes. And if you pause of the keyboard, if there's no characters going down, it starts deleting what you've already written. That's the kamikaze mode, so you've got to keep writing. Or there's a gentler one where it would be like a loud car horn or a loud clown car or horn. And that totally worked for me.
And the rest of us are looking horrified.
No, but it totally does. And I think really the fact that all these sites exist shows that
there are so many writer rooms. There are. When we were in lockdown, I went into one in London and I wrote with them for a while, and there was heaps and heaps of people on there. But I found it really disconcerting that they were all there. Yeah. While I was writing, I just, you know, I couldn't be doing it. So, it was all a bit much for me, to be honest.
It's easier with friends.
There might be a little level of trust in there, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
In a room together. Maybe
I think because we know each other so well too, we just feel comfortable, you know.
That if I get out, you'll be like grilling me as why I'm doing that, whereas you possibly will be a stranger. So.
But remember, you can do this on your own. You don't need to have a group.
Absolutely.
But if you do want a group, you'll find one online.
Totally.
Excellent.
So, talking of online, come along and find us at spargirlspodcast.com. Let us know if writing sprints work for you. Be really interested in hearing that.
And how
they work.
If there's anything that's different to what we do and how we operate, because that'd be interesting too, right? See what other methods that people have.
I always find it endlessly fascinating, the process of writing, how different people write, and I think a lot of writers find it interesting how other people work too, you know.
I think the main thing is to understand that we're all different, And the things that work for one person might not work for you. And so look around and see what other people are doing.
And you don't have to compete with anyone but yourself if you don't want to. And that's the thing to remember.
Writing and maybe you should come along and join our Patreon group if you'd like to perhaps do a sprint with the Spire Girls. It's something that I'm thinking of doing myself. And I think the other girls might as well. So I think, you can find a little tribe with us.
Yeah, so that's at patreon.com/SpireGirlsPodcast.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you all for listening to us for another episode of the Spire Girls Podcast. We will be back again next week for more exciting information.
News.
Yes, all of that's
companionship.
But for now, farewell.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye.